This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Cover crops have been a topic of discussion to improve soils and crops for many years. Today, there are more farms using cover crops to increase yields. However, some are still unsure of the benefits. Farmers who still may be unsure had the option to attend the Cover Crop Field Day that was hosted by the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. This event was also sponsored by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. There are many industry speakers at the field day, one of which was Abigail Peterson. Abigail is a field manager for the Soil Health Partnership. I got to talk with Abigail about the Soil Health Partnership and the benefits she's seen when using cover crops.
Yeah, so I work with Jim Iserman in the state of Illinois, and I started with the Soil Health Partnership in November, so I'm still pretty new. Jim's been in the has been working with his program since the beginning, when the program first started, and now we've built up to 30 full partnered sites within the state, and I manage the southern sites starting at Springfield and working our way down. So I'm new to the southern side of Illinois.
And there are many programs to benefit farmers here locally. Can you tell us a little bit about all those programs and services you offer?
Yeah, so with the Soil Health Partnership, we are expanding into an associate site program, which we'll be able to work with farmers and hopefully more with the agronomist on that farm in how to adapt a best management practice such as reduced tillage or cover crops and being able to test those out in a way where it's going to be managed and we can measure the economics as well as the soil health analysis off of that. So just a different approach of adapting a cover crop management and being able to track the economic side.
How can farmers in the area utilize the cover crop program that the Soil Health Partnership has out there?
Yeah, so our data is really great within the state of Illinois. It's geared towards regional data, so it will be local to your area and your soil textures, which when talking about soil health in these different type of management practices, the soil texture is a big player in that. Someone who is trying to work cover crops on a sandier soil is going to be needing to utilize different management practices than someone who is dominated by a clay or has that frangipane layer. And being able to pick what type of species is best and then what you need to adapt on that system. Because this isn't just a chemical that you're throwing out. It's not a new fungicide. It's a system process that's going to take patience and you're going to have challenges, but being able to adapt it long term will help you with more consistency of yield, will help you build your soil health and be more sustainable on your farm.
And what is aggregate stability and why is it important here in Central Illinois?
Yeah, so aggregate stability is one of the measurements that we're measuring with our soil health analysis. And aggregate stability is really just that resiliency of the soil and its effect on the pressure of rainfall. So taking a soil bed and that force of rain, is it falling apart and disintegrating, or is it being able to be held together? And aggregate stability plays roles in other metrics within soil health, such as water holding capacity and, respiration in the soil. So aggregate stability is a huge player, and within our data set in Illinois, we're seeing aggregate stability showing more response to adaptive management practices such as cover crops. So while adapting cover crops, are we seeing an increase in aggregate stability? And with that, are we seeing an increase in yield? And what is that increase, and can we put an economic number on that? As well as what practices are affecting aggregate stability? Is it reduced tillage? Is it cover crops? What are we seeing that aggregate stability is doing out there? And as a program, we're still building. So we're year after year, data is still being collected on farms. And so we're still getting what is the baseline in Illinois of what does aggregate stability look like in the state? Getting that number and utilizing that to be able to move your farm forward is what we're doing.
And how can cover crops and aggregate stability increase yields for farmers?
Yeah, so soils are very dynamic. They're a living thing. So, you know, it's not just where your roots are. It's where you have microbial communities down there. You have things such as fungi and bacteria that are beneficial to your crop that you're growing. So utilizing cover crops is going to help produce exudates from those roots and help stimulate that microbial activity. I mean, during the times of the year that we're seeing, you know, that you don't have your cash crop growing, being able to utilize a cover on there to capture that sunlight and to stimulate the communities below will help build a healthier soil. And then as far as aggregate stability, so that resiliency of that soil to hold together, A, you're saving soil. You're not having that soil wash away. I mean, that's money that's going into the ditch and across the road. So it's just being able to hold the soil on your field better, as well as providing like a house for your roots. So being able to have pore space, being able to have better water holding capacity. I mean, if I could provide more water during a drought year, that's going to be money in the bank for your yields. Mm-hmm. And so that we haven't been able to, you know, show economically yet as a program, but farmers see it visually. They can make anecdotal observations that they're saying, hey, you know, my cover crop fields are holding up better in different weather conditions in different times of the year. So just even working with farmers in the state and seeing what challenges and what success stories they have with cover crops is what the program is also working with too. I mean, as a program, we have 111 farms in the Midwest. So that's, you know, we're focused on corn and soybean rotations. What systems the farmers are actually using in adapting a system change as far as cover crops, and being able to work with those farmers and utilize them as a network, because they're seeing the challenges out there that we need to be adapting to.
Mm-hmm. And where can listeners find out more about the Soil Health Partnership programs or services if they would like to?
Yeah, so Jim and I work with, you know, soil water conservation districts, NRCS, universities all across the state. And so, you know, always be on the lookout for us. We hold field days all throughout the state, and you can find those online at soilhealthpartnership.org. You can see a lot of the farmers' background stories online as well. And we're rolling out a new website that's coming with our associate program, more of a portal for growers to be able to get resources of, you know, all these different data collections that we're doing with cover crops and reduced tillage and nutrient management, and a place that they can go to get more information that they need.
That was Abigail Peterson with the Soil Health Partnership. The 2018 program booklets for the Montgomery County Farmers Institute and Household Science section are now available. The booklets have been distributed to local Montgomery County businesses. The booklets are also available at the University of Illinois Extension Office in Hillsboro, where the program will be held. Entries for the Farmers Institute will be accepted on Friday, September 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. and again on Saturday, September 8th from 8 to 10 a.m. After entries are in place, they will be judged and may then be viewed by the public at no charge. Participants should pick up their prizes and entries beginning at 2 p.m. and no later than 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon at the Extension Office. Donuts, barbecue, hot dogs, chips, cookies, soda, coffee, and water will be available, and proceeds will benefit the Montgomery County Farmers Institute. Everyone that is a resident within Montgomery County is eligible to have entries in classes and categories. If you'd like more information, contact the Montgomery County Extension Office at 217-532-3941 or contact Kevin Lighthizer at 217-532-2126. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.